We begin the current daf in Masechta Yevamos, Amos daf Hey. We begin on the top of the Amud. The Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf. That is, again, we had opened up our Masechta, Masechta Yevamos, regarding 15 women that are forbidden to be taken in the Mitzvah. Although the Mitzvah allows the erva of a person's brother's wife, Eishes Ach, in the context of when he dies without any children. However, if one of them are one of the 15 Arayis that we mentioned in the beginning of the Masechta, then it's forbidden. And the Gemara explained why. Because it says Aleha by the Mitzvah of Yibam. It says Aleha by the Isser of Erva V'Chais Isha, which we learn all the other Arayis from there, which says that although it says Aleha, which comes to connote the Mitzvah of Yibam, still it's the Isser of taking Isha L'Chaisa, an Erva in the Mitzvah of Yibam. Now, the Gemara had asked on that Limud, that why do you need Aleha? Just say you're not allowed to marry one of them because they're Isuri Erva. There's a prohibition of marrying them. There's a prohibition of marrying one of the relationships that are related, for example, a daughter or a mother-in-law or one of the other 15 women. So that, the Gemara says, we're presupposing that Asei Doicha Lo Yisasei, that a positive commandment of the Mitzvah of Yibam would push away, would bypass the negative prohibition of the Issa of Arayis. More than that, even though it's Shiesh Bekaris, even though there's a Karis punishment if one were to have a relationship with that. And therefore, you need to have a Leah to tell you that, although generally you would say the Asei of Yibam would be Doicha Lo Yisasei the Erva, it's not going to. Now, the Gemara had discussed in the previous daf, how do you know Asei Doicha Lo Yisasei? So the Gemara brought a source from the mitzvah of tzitzis, where we say Gedilim Tasalach next to the pasuk of Kalayim, which we said that you have extra words Semer Pishtim to tell you that, why is it extra? It's Mufna, to tell you that it should be there next to the pasuk of Gedilim Tasalach to tell you that you could have tzitzis made out of Kalayim. Now, although Kalayim is generally forbidden, it's a Lo Yisasei, but the mitzvah say of tzitzis is Doicha the Lo Yisasei of Kalayim. And therefore, we know Asei Doicha Lo Yisasei, and that's where we need a source of Aleha to tell you how over here it's going to be different, and it won't be Doicha Lo Yisasei of the Issa of Arayis. So that's how Gemara begins by saying that that's Teinach L'Tana de Rebbe Shmuel. What we had explained in the previous daf is very well according to the Braisa of the Yeshiva Rebbe Shmuel, where, as we'd explained, according to him, you have the words Tzemer Pishtim when it says Leisil B'Shatnes in Mishneh Torah and Seva Devarim. Those words are extra because we really know that from the term of Beged, which it explained it says in Beyikra, and we learn out from Shatnes, just like over there it says Beged, which means Tzemer Pishtim. Here also when it says Leisil B'Shatnes, it means Tzemer Pishtim. So why does it say the extra word Tzemer O Pishtim? To tell you to compare it to the pasuk after that of Gedilim Taslach. However, L'Rabbanon, according to the opinion of the Rabbanon, well, they don't hold to this general halacha of the Braisa of Rabbi Shmuel, that wherever it says in the Torah, Beged, a garment, it means Semer Pishtim. Therefore, according to them, when it says in that pasuk, Leisil B'Shatnes Semer Pishtim, that's not extra words. We don't know what a garment is made out of, and therefore, when we're talking about the prohibition of forbidden mixtures of what type of threads you could use, we have to tell you it's not just cotton and silk, it's just wool and linen. We have to say the word Semer Pishtim. So according to them, Menalahu, from where do we know that Asei, a positive commandment could be, Doicha could push aside a negative prohibition? Because they don't have that drasha of Gedilim Taslach from Semer Pishtim. Because again, especially if you're going according to the opinion of Mufna, as Teisa explained, we're going specifically according to Rabbi Yehuda and Mufna, we want to be able to explain every single opinion. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who as we explained in the previous daf, generally doesn't make a drasha of a smuchin, but a Mishnah Torah he does. And according to the second interpretation, that he only does it when it's mufna, when there's extra words. Well, here you don't have extra words according to the Rabbanan, because they need Semer Pishtim. They don't hold like Rabbi Shmuel, who says whenever it says Beged, where it says Beged by Shatnes, that it means Semer Pishtim. Therefore, according to them, you don't have extra words to tell you to make it Smichas Apsukim with Tzitzis, to say that Tzitzis would be permitted by Klaim. Hence, there's no source that you could have Klaim by Tzitzis. And therefore, you have no source that an Asei, which, at least in the context of tzitzis, was tzitzis being doicha lo yisasei of Kalayim, you don't have that source, and therefore you're back to the original question, then why do you need aleha? How do you know asei doicha lo yisasei in the first place? So the Gemara says, nafkaluhu miraishchai, you're right, according to the opinion of Rabbanan, who, again, they just don't hold the beged, and therefore you don't have that whole chronology we explained in the previous stuff to learn out that there's asei doicha lo yisasei b'tzitzis, they can learn a different source in halacha, a different mitzvah, where you see this concept that a positive commandment will override a negative one, and again, that's why we need a leha to tell you that, however, here in the context of Yibam, regarding these 15 arayis, we won't say asei doicha lo yisasei. To tell you, like, learn the braisa. There's a pasuk in Vayikra, which the pasuk there is talking about by Mitzayra. The pasuk there says, in Vayikra Yudal Tes, it says, V'hoye b'yayim hashvi, it's going to be on the seventh day, Yigalach is called Sa'ari, then he'll shave off all his hair, as Reisha, which is the word the Gemara is going to quote now in the Braisa, his head, Vezakanai, and the hair on his beard, Vez Gabas Enav, his eyebrows, Vez Kol Sa'ari Galech, and all his hair he should shave off. Vechibes his begadav, he washes his garments, Verachas his Besar B'mayim, he bathes his flesh in water, Betar, and that's how he becomes pure. And that's the process of the Mitzayra. After he has his tzaras, he gets done with it, and he has his process of Tahara, as on the seventh day, he has to go ahead and shave off all his hair. Now, the question is, when you say you have to shave off all your hair, as the pasuk we just quoted, that includes your head too. So, matam aloymer, so what does the pasuk come to include when it says he has to shave off the hair on his head? You have to shave off all your hair of all your body. Why specify head? So that the Braisa says, lafisha nema, because it says in the pasuk in Bayikra, leisekifu pa'as reishchem, you're not allowed to go ahead and take away the payas, the corners of the hair of one's head. Now, Shemayan, the Af Mitzarekins, I would have thought to say that Mitzayra, although he has to cut off all his hair, but the payas, the corners of the head of those hair, that you're not allowed to cut off. That's why the pasuk specifies his head, that even the payas, even the corner of the head, even that also, you're right, all is here, but you would think what's a violation, you're not allowed to. That's what Reisha comes to teach you. Now, the Gemara adds, moreover, that the kasavah haitana, that obviously this Tana, who requires Reisha to allow the pushing aside of the Isra of Lisa Kifu, of not to cut off payas, he must hold that it's even hakafas kala Reishma hakafa. That even cutting off all ones here, inclusive of the payas, will also be a violation of Lo Sakifa Pas Reishchem. What that's coming to exclude is that we shouldn't say that the Isra of cutting off payas is when you only cut off the payas. And it's not when you cut off all your hair, then it wouldn't be a violation of cutting off the payas. This opinion holds that the Isra of Lo Sakifa would include, like the Mitzayra is, he cuts off all his hair, even that would be a violation of cutting off the payas. Now, therefore, had we not had the pasuk of Reishai, we would have thought to say that you're not allowed to go ahead and cut off all the hair, because inclusive of that will be cutting off payas, and payas is forbidden to cut off the hair. As we said, this opinion holds that not just when you only take off the payas, even when you've cut off all the hair. Now, so one thing the Gemara says we see from here is that we see from this pasuk that an asay, a positive commandment, which is by the Mitzayra, to cut off his hair, inclusive of all the hair on his head, is daiche, it overrides the lois, a negative prohibition of lois akifu. And therefore, this is the source that you see in Aseh being doicha loisaseh. And therefore, that goes back to resolve our original question, according to the Rabbanan, that that's why you need oleha, in the context of the Isra of Isha Lachaisa, to say that an erva is prohibited in the midst of Yibam, that you shouldn't say, again, what we were presupposing, that the Aseh of Yibam will be doicha do loisaseh of a chaisisha of an erva. And that's, according to the Rabbanan, the source. You're right, they're not going to know Aseh doicha loisaseh necessarily from tzitzis by klayim, because they don't hold the term of beged, meaning tzemer pishtim, but they'll know it from over here by the mitzvah sasei of gilach, as kol sari, inclusive of reishai, to be doicha deloisis ebli sakifu. But that the Gemara asks. But ikel mifuch, you could ask, how could that be a clear source for asei doicha leisisei? Because malalav de hakofa, there's something unique that we find by the negative prohibition of cutting off one's payas. Shekein lav shein shava bakoil. It's a negative prohibition that's not equal to everybody. And that's because women are not prohibited in the Issa of Loisakifu, as Gemara learns in the first paragraph of Sechtes Kedushin Daf Lam Hayim and Beis. Because, and they don't have that. We know women are allowed to cut off their hair by the corners of the head. Hence, since that negative prohibition does not apply to women, then how can you say, regarding the lav of, let's say, Achis Isha, regarding these Arayis, these 15 women, just like the man, the Yavim, is prohibited to marry the Achis Isha, she's also inclusive in that prohibition. As it says in the pasuk, "Hanafashay so isos," those who do him these negative relationships, sounds plural, meaning both the man and the woman. And therefore, this would not sound like a good source for asei doicha loisaseh to require the pasuk of aleha. Because this is something that, yes, we find that asei can be doicha loisaseh, but it's not a full-fledged loisa say for everybody. We only find it by, let's say, a man's negative prohibition. But regarding a woman's negative prohibition, we don't find that an asein necessarily could be daicha. And here, by the Issa of Arayas, where we're saying we would think you're allowed to do that relationship of Yibum, which would be a loisa say, that we don't find that an asein of Yibum could be daicha, her loisa say of having a relationship with her sister's husband, because we only find by the Issa of Hakafas Arayish, That's a man's mitzvah, not a woman's mitzvah. And since it's not Shavah B'Kail, who said that when you do have a mitzvah that's Shavah B'Kail, let's say by these illicit relationships, that there we're going to say that it would be permitted for the assay to be dechaloisay to require a leha. And therefore, it's not a good source enough for us to say why we would need a leha, because we still wouldn't assume that the assay of yim would be dechaloisay that's Shavah B'Kail, that everybody, men and women, have this negative prohibition of these relationships. So rather, the Gemara says, El asim mizikonai. Rather, from that same pasuk, we would learn where it says regarding the hair on his beard, that he has to shave off this mitzvah. The time like Linda Bryce, it says there in the pasuk, as we quoted before, says not only does he have to shave off the hair of his head, but it also has a zakanai, and also the hair of his beard. Now, matam alema, again, you're really back to the question again. We already said kol sarai, all his hair. We wondered why it says reisha. So reisha, we said, is because so that there's no problem about the payas. But why does it say his beard? Now, so that, the Gemara says, is because, as the Brisa explains, Lafisha Nemar, there's a pasuk of a Yikra that says, Ufa'as zakanam lo yigalechu, that the corners of their beard, they shouldn't shave off, which that's a negative prohibition regarding when one would want to shave off, to take a razor and cut off in certain spots, there are certain corners that's prohibited. Now, actually, this pasuk is in context by the Kahanim. It's not, although, as the Teishim explains, there is a prohibition for any Yisrael, even the non-Kohen, to go ahead and do that. But since it doesn't say explicitly over there regarding the type of cutting which is ultimately prohibited, it only says explicitly by Kahanim, that's why we pick that pasuk by the Kahanim regarding the negative prohibition of shaving, of taking a razor and cutting by these corners. So there's prohibition of doing the giluach, which is a type of cutting which is a type of going to the skin and cutting it by the root. I would have thought to say, look, a mitzayra, that's a kohen. He also has the negative prohibition of ufa'azakan legalechu. He's not allowed to cut off certain places to do giluach, to take a razor and cut off by these certain corners. And although he has a mitzvah, but he'll cut off all the other hair besides that. That's what the pasuk comes to conclude, that even if the beard of a kohen who is a mitzayra, that the asay of being megaleach, even zakanai, will override the loisasei of vahas zakan legalechu. Now, the Gemara points out, now, although that's also a lav she'ena shava b'kail, because again, women are not prohibited in cutting the corners of their chin, but v'im'ena in a lav she'ena shava b'kail, but if we don't need this as a dechia, as an overriding of a negative prohibition that's not equal by everybody, and that's because we to say asei dechalesei, because we already know that from reishai. Now, although again, this is not by women, but tenei inil alav hashav b'kol, then therefore this should be, which that's a klal that the Gemara mentions many times throughout Shas, that if it's ena inin for this, if there's no purpose for this, then we will apply it to something that it is a purpose for. And therefore, we don't need zikanai as asei dechalesei if it's she'ina shav b'kol, because as we know from reishai already from the payas. Now, don't tell me for the beard too, because that's logical, the same thing, you could learn that from the payas. Must be that's coming to tell you, even when it is Shavah B'Kail, even if it's something that applies to women too, which is like in the context of our Isra Arayis in the first Mishnah Masechet Yevamos, that we would say, Asei Dechaloisa Sei. And that's why we need a Leha to tell you that no, that we can't do it in such a case, and then we have a source, even according to Rabbanan, for a halacha of Asei Dechaloisa Sei. But the Gemara still asks, Bakati Yitzruch, it's not true, you still need the Pasuk of Zikanai to tell you that Heter itself, and to tell you that the negative prohibition of the corners of the beard of the Kahanim will be overridden by the mitzvah of being Megaleach, the mitzvah's chin. Because you cannot learn that from Reisha. It's not extra in the sense of, wait a second, She'ena Shavah B'Kail, you know from Reisha, I must be telling you even Shavah B'Kail, it's not true. Because even though they're both Eina Shavah B'Kail, just like Reisha, but Selkadai, the Chamina Shana Kahanim, I would have thought to say that Kahanim are different. And again, as we explained, the context of this pasuk is talking about Kahanim. And the reason is because the negative prohibitions by Kahanim are different because they're more stringent. Why are they more stringent? Hence, that you would not be able to have a nasei of Giluach, of the mitzvah having to cut off all his hair to override it. Because Hoyavariba Hanakasa, Mitzvah Siseris, the pasuk, the Torah has many different mitzvahs, many more mitzvahs for Kahanim than it has by a regular non-Kohen. And therefore, I would have thought to say, although we have a source of reishai already, that you're allowed to cut off payas, but that's for non-Kahanim. But a mitzvah that's specific for Kahanim, which is this pasuk recording of cutting off the beard, that is something I would have thought to say that it would not override it, and he would not be able to cut that off. because that lav is more stringent, as we find the negative prohibition by Kahana more stringent. Kamash Malan the Dachi. That is why I need Zakanai to tell you that it will override. The mitzvah of cutting off the mitzvah's beard will override that negative prohibition. And therefore, again, you're back to the question that you don't have a source for a lav hashava b'kel, a negative prohibition that applies to both men and women. How do you know that it's going to be doicha? You don't have a source for the mitzvah in our Mishnah. Why would we need a leha? Why would I think that you could do yibum with the woman that's a negative prohibition? There's no reason to think that it could be doicha. The sources that we have is only ena shava b'kol. Shava b'kol, that men and women both have this iser of arayis. Where do we have a source that it should be doicha, that I need a leha to say that it's aser? So the Gemara says, Ella, rather you're right. Asya miroisha da'achtana. Rather, the source for asay dechaloisa say, even by shava b'kol, that everyone has his negative prohibition, is learned out from this word of roisha that we quoted before, which in the context of the mitzvah cutting his head, cutting off the hair on his head, is from a different Tana who learns it in a different version, as follows. The Tana Glinda Braisa, Roshay Matam Alema, this same Roshay that we were quoting before by Mitzayra, the question is, it the way this Tana is phrasing it, is it, why do you need it? As we said before, already says Kail, that you cut off Olas here, why save the hair of his head? So this Tana says as follows, it says, Lafishanam, because it says a pasuk in Bamidbar, in the context of the halachas of Nazir. Nazir is someone that takes a vow that he's going to abstain from wine, and he's also not going to cut his hair. So it says, Tar lo yava al reisha. A razor should not go on his head. In other words, he shouldn't cut his hair. Now, Shemei Anis, I would learn from this pasuk, Af mitzayra v'nazir kein. If you have a mitzayra that's also took a naziris, a vow upon himself, that it should be forbidden for him to cut his hair. Now, the mitzayra has a mitzah to cut his hair when he's going through his purification process. So, but I would think if he's a nazir, he's not allowed to cut it. That's why this Tana says, it says in the Pasuk Reisha, although it says already Ola's here, but I would think the hero would not be in this for to cut the hair of his head in this case. That's why he says Reisha, to say that no, even though he's a Nazir, you could go ahead and cut it. So therefore you see from here that a positive commandment of the Reisha of Mitzayr, which is the mitzvah for him to cut off the hair of his head, is Deicha the license, negative prohibition of Tar by Nazir, that a Nazir is not allowed to go ahead and put a razor on his head. Now, although, again, this is a lav in the shav b'kailu, doesn't apply to everybody. As a matter of fact, we're talking about specifically a nazir. But again, as we said, if it's not applicable to lav in the shav b'kailu, because we already know it from either Reishoi or Zekanai, what from the other Tana had said, so therefore, you apply to a lav hashav b'kailu, and this will be the source that we would say asay d'chalaisa say, and therefore we need a leha to tell you that, again, regarding our arayas of our Mishnah, it won't be d'icha. But again, the Gemara asks, Ikala Mifrach, you could still ask that, again, it's not a full-fledged source. Because Mala Nazim Mitzayra, regarding this case that we're talking about as the source that we see that the say of the Mitzayra cutting his hair will be Deicha de Loisa say of a Nazir not allowed to cut his hair, Shekin Yeshna B'Shelam. It's not a full-fledged lav. It's not such a good source. Because there is the ability of a Nazir who took a vow to request by a Chacham, he's able to find a way out to undo retroactively the vow in the first place. Hence, it's not such a full-fledged negative prohibition. As the Gemara proves this, that it makes it less of a lav. Because the Eloi Teimahachi, because if you don't say this, that it's lesser, and hence, yes, maybe Aseh Kibideicha, such a, not a full-fledged lav, because you could undo the negative prohibition of the Nazir by going to the sage and getting a way out of it. If you don't say that, but this that we know the halacha is, that a positive commandment does not override if what it's trying to override has not just a negative prohibition, but a positive commandment too. Why do you say that? Ligma min nazir. You should learn it from nazir, which a nazir has a positive commandment not to cut off his hair, and a negative prohibition, because it says tar lo yaval reishai, which says a negative prohibition, don't put a razor, but it also says in the positive way, it says kodesh yigod l'pera, he should grow his hair. Now, if you're learning out from Nazir, you're saying, then learn out that it's not only dechaleisa, it's even dechaleisa vasei. Now, so elam nazir my temel agamrin, so what are you going to say, why don't we learn out from Nazir that the asei should be decha deleisa se en asei? Because dechale mitvach, because you could ask, wait a second, shkein yeshna b'shelo. Nazir is not such a good source because you can ask the sage and he'll permit you the vow and say, you know what, you're not really a Nazir, there's a way out of it, you didn't really want to take such a vow. So if that's the case, and that's why you can't learn out that the positive commandment of Mitzar to be Deicha Loisei Anasei, therefore you could say here also, even on Aseh Dircha Loisa say you can't learn out. You know why the Aseh of Mitzrayim is Dircha Loisa say? That's because it's Yeshna Mishael, it's not such a hardcore Loisa say, because you could really get out of the Naziris. And that's why it's Dircha. But again, you can't learn out from there to other Lavim that are full-fledged Lavim, that there's no Yeshna Mishael, that how do you know Aseh Dircha Loisa say? So the Gemara goes back and says, finally, Ela Olam, rather the truth is, we continue on Tamid Beis, the source is Mikra Kama. Even according to the Rabbanan, we're going to go back to the original Pasuk that we had said, according to the way we worked it out in the previous stuff, according to the Brayis of Rabbi Shmuel, from the Pasuk by Klai and by Tzitzis. Now, the question that we had originally posed in the beginning of this daf was that, but according to Rabbanan, they don't have the word Semer Pishtim as Mufne, as extra, because they don't make a drasha wherever it says Beged that it automatically already means Semer Pishtim. So according to them, how do you see from this Psukim that there's something extra over here to say that Klaim is permitted by Tzitzis, to say that Aseh Dircha Loisa say, how do you know that? So that the Gemara answer is, no, there is word. There are words that are extra. You're right, it's not Semer Pishtim. They're not like holding Rabbi Shmuel. But there are other words that are Mufne, and hence that tells us we should make this drasha of the Psukim near each other to say that, Tzitzis is Dircha Loisa of Klaim. Because Im Kain, if there were no extra words, Le Makor Tzitzis Tasalach, the Pasuk should have said, you should make tzitzis for yourself. Gedilim lamali, what's this interesting terminology which seems extra in the sense of gedilim? Shmamino lafnuye. That's obviously coming to tell us that it's extra, at least in the phraseology that it used. And hence, that comes to tell us that, wait, why is this like this? Oh, because it's supposed to be near that other Pasuk of Shatnez to tell you that however you're allowed to have klayim, a mixture of wool and linen, by your tzitzis. But another Gemara still asks. But hi, Lishayuhud Asa. That word gedilim is not an extra interesting type of word to tell us you should make a drasha smichs apsukim. That's come to tell us the amount of thread you're supposed to have in the mitzvah tzitzis. As the Gemara explains, gedil shnayim. Had it only said in the pasuk the word gedil, not gedilim, it would have said in the singular. Now, that would have told us you should have two strings at tzitzis, because you cannot make a gedil which is twine, tying two strings together, less than two strings. Now, when it says gedilim, that tells us there are that there are four strings, because each gedil is two. So you take a plural of gedil, which the least amount of plural is two. That's two times two is going to make it four. Now, moreover, the Gemara tells us regarding that pasuk in the way that it darshens it. It says over there, v'nosnu al tzitzis hakanaf psil, that you should place on the tzitzis that's on the corner, you should make it a psil, a thread. Now, that says it in the singular. So on that, the Torah is telling you that what should you do? You should asay, you should make from those four strings, which we're saying is what gedilim is, you should make a gedil. Make one out of it, because that's the singular of psil. So what you're essentially doing is when you take these four strings and you make it into one, you're tying it over, that makes it into eight strings that are tied together on the corner of the garment. But moreover, another halacha that we see from here is ufoislehu mitaycha. The term psil is literally a string that you should string it from within. So on some level, you're making a gedil, which is one, but you're making gedilim, which are two. But again, it's through psil, which is one. So you're taking all four, tying them together, making one out of them, which four times two, since you're the way you're doubling it over to make it into one, tying it together is making it into what's seemingly eight strings because they're tied over through the corner of the garment. But more than that is that you're not just making it into one unit, you're also going to have a psil, strings, hanging down from that gedil, which means to tell us you shouldn't make the whole thing one unit. Rather, part of it, the upper half, is going to be the gedil, and part of it will be the strings coming out of that, which is how our tzitzis look. And therefore, the Gemara's question essentially is that don't tell me gedilim is extra to make the drashas of smichs apsukim, because you needed to tell me how many strings and exactly how you're supposed to have these strings on the tzitzis. So rather, the Gemara says, you're right, okay, so there's a different mufna here. Imkein lemakro, because the pasuk then should say, leisil b'shatnes semra pishtim. You shouldn't wear shatnes, wool and linen. Now, yachtav lomali, why does it say together? Well, of course, it's being together. What does it mean, wool and linen together? Shmamin alafnuya, that those words are extra to say that we want to make the drasha next to the pasuk after it, of gedilim taslach. But the Gemara says, no, bakati meboyle. You need that word yachtav, but there's no extra words there. You need a latekiv shtei tekifis. When you're threading two threads, that's a chibur. That's a connectivity between the woolen and the linen, which is the prohibition of klayim. But making one thread is not a connection. So that if you do one connection and that's how you connect it to make kalayim of the garment of wool to the garment of linen, that's not a connection. It has to be at least two threads. And that's why it says yachif, to say until you really connect them well, because one is could easily fall out. You make two that connects them. That's why it says it. It's not an extra word. So again, how do you have a source of mufna to tell you that you're digging the darsh in the smich subsukim? So Rav Gemara says, let's find a different way. Still, the pasuk should have said, you're not allowed to wear a garment of wool and linen together. Now, shatnez lamali. Why does it say the term shatnez? What's this new term shatnez? Oh, it's an extra word, or it's an interesting terminology to tell you that to signify that you should have the drasha of the pasuk afterwards of making klein permitted by tzitzis. I think Gemara still asks, but Vakadim Boile, you do need the word shatnez because the shatnez is comprised of three different words. Achi hei shua, until it's smooth, which that's the way that you have to go ahead and comb it. Tavui, that it's spun. Venuz, and that it's woven. And what the Torah is telling you of the word shatnez is that min haTorah you're not going to be chayav from klayim of shatnez until the wool and the linen is totally done in the sense of that it's been combed and therefore it's smooth and it's been spun and then it's been woven. Then they're connected. That's going to be an issur of shatnez. But if not for that, it won't be. So the word shatnez is neither extra because shatnez is shua tavi venuz. Ella, rather, the Gemara concludes by saying, "Kula mishatnas nafka." We're going to learn that all out of the word shatnas, and that is as Rashi explains. He says, "You had it only been telling us that it's extra, meaning what's this word doing here? Then it would have said leisilbish klayim tzemer peshem. We would have used a word that we know already from other contexts that's forbidden mixtures of wool and linen. Now, from the fact that it uses the terminology of shatnas, it comes to tell you also the halacha of shui tavi v'noiz." However, you see both halachas from over here, because if it was only telling you shoy tov v'noiz, it would have said shoy tov v'noiz. Why does it say shatnez, which is a compound of those three words? Coming to tell you both, coming to tell you that it's extra, which because you don't need the word klayim either, you could just say tzemer pishtim. So that extra word is telling you that mufna to make the drasha of the smich sepsukim. And from the fact that it says shatnez and not shoy tov v'noiz, comes to tell us also that you need to have the halacha of shoy tov v'noiz. Again, the realist, you would have used klayim if you weren't telling me that. And if you use only shoy tov v'noiz, you would not have known the extra, that there's anything extra over here. From the word shatnez, you have both things you learn from there. And therefore, we have resolved at least the second question we had asked on Daf Gimel, that how do we know, asei d'chalosei, at all, to tell me why I need to have a leha, that you won't say asei d'chalosei over here by the 15th arise in the midst of Yibam. You know that from the mitzvah of Gedilim Taslach next to the halacha of shatnez, which tells you that asei of tzitzis is dechalis of klayim. The only question is, what was the extra words, either tzemer pishtim according to Rabbi Shmuel, or the word shatnez according to the Rabbanan, but be that as it may, either way you have a mufnet to make the drasha smichim sukkah. So the Gemara says, fine. Ashkechan de'asei asei v'dechalis asei greida. You answered question number two. There's still question number one. That, fine, a positive commandment of tzitzis overrides a negative prohibition of the isra of klayim. However, the first question was, but where do you find that a positive command will override such a strong negative prohibition of one that if one violates it, you get karis, that you need to have aleha, which is the drasha telling us that you're not allowed to do yibam pamakam when you have an erva, which is an issa of karis. Why would I have thought that you're allowed to do the mitzvah of yibam when you have the erva of karis? No one had showed us, yes, a source that asei kabidecha leise that even has karis. So the Gemara says as follows, it says, and if you would have learned it from Mila, from circumcision, where the mitzvah asay of doing circumcision is Deicha Allah's asay of Karis, which you're allowed to do Mila on Shabbos, which if you violate Shabbos, you get Karis, that's not a good source. Because Malamila Shekein Nechrusu Allah, Shalish Esrei Brises, Mila is such a strong positive commandment that it says in the Torah 13 times the word bris when it talks about the mitzvah of Mila. And that's why it's Deicha Allah's Shish Bekaris. But who said a mitzvah, like let's say like Yibam, which doesn't have 13 commandments mentioned regarding it, that you're going to be Deicha Alayse Shish Bekaris? If you're going to say you should learn it from Pesach, where the Karban Pesach, its slaughtering is Deicha, you could do it on Shabbos, which slaughtering on Shabbos is a Laysa Shish Bekaris, and yet the Karban Pesach is Deicha, that's also not a good source. Mala Pesach Sheken Karas. Pesach is also a very strong mitzvah saseh, because if you fail to bring the Karban Pesach, one gets Karas. So that's a very strong mitzvah saseh. That's why it could be Deichalis Ishber Karas. But who said the same would apply to Yibum? Mitamet, if you want to learn that from the Karban Tamim, which is brought every single day, even on Shabbos, which you're violating the Isra of Shabbos, and so we see the Asay of Tamim is Deichalis Lois Ishber Karas. Tamid has something that the Yavama doesn't have, which is that it's constant. Something that's constant maybe could override it, but who said a mitzvah of Yibum could? So the Gemara says, okay, you're right, you can't learn that from one of these three individually, but learn it from two of them together, which each one doesn't have the quality of the other one. And therefore we say, but Hatzara Shava, the common denominator is that you find a positive commandment overriding a negative that has Karas. And the Gemara asks, no, Mehei Tesa. Which two do you want to learn that from? Mimilu Pesach, but Shekin Karas. Both Mila and Pesach, if you fail to violate it, they have a punishment of Karas. And which is not the case by Yibum if you don't do that. Mi Pesach b'tamid, if you want to learn it from Karm Pesach and the Karm Tamid, Shekin Tzarech Kavaya. Both of them have a quality that Yibum doesn't have, where they're both done for the Mizbeach. Whereas the Mitzvah say of Yibum doesn't have this quality. So who said it could be Deichad Alay Sish b'Karas? Mimila b'tamid, if you can say you learn that from circumcision and the carbon tamid that's brought every single day in the Beis Hamikdash, shekin yesh lifnei hadibur. Both those things are obviously very important mitzvah essays because they were done even before the Torah was given in Har Sinai, which is not the case with Yibum. And that's going va'libet, and the Gemara explains that this that we're saying the carbon tamid was even before Har Sinai, that's going va'libet demandam according to the opinion which is mentioned in Meseches Chagiga and Avav, that oila shekriv Yisrael b'midbar, that the carbon oilas that the Jewish people brought in the midbar, where it says in the pasuk in Shmos Chavdal v'yalu oilas, that was oilas tamid haba. At least according to that opinion, you can't have a source because that was a carbon tamid, and therefore they had it before Har Sinai. So they're very important mitzvah saseh, and maybe they could be deichalos saseh b'karas. But who said the same thing applies to Yibum? And moreover, the Gemara says actually mekulanam, even from all three together you can't learn shekein yesh lefnei adiba, all three carbon pesach, Mila and the carbon oil of Tamid were all three there before Har Sinai, hence maybe they're so powerful they could be Deichalos Ish Bekaris, but who said a source for Yibum being Deichalos Ish Bekaris that we need to have a Leha? Stigmar says, you're right, this is not the source. Ela Itzuch, rather, the reason why you need a Leha to forewarn that I would think that the mitzvah of Yibum would be Deichalos Ish Bekaris is because Sulga Deidach Amina, we would have thought to say, had you not said a Leha as a Drasha, Tasty that you would learn out that an asay, a positive commandment, would be deicha loisei shibakaris mikibud avaim, from honoring one's father and mother. To tell like Linda Brysa, yachal yehi kibud avaim deicha Shabbos. You would think that when the father and mother tell you to do something, to honor them, that overrides even the negative prohibitions of Shabbos. Tamalema, that's what the pasuk comes to teach you. That no, ish imay va'av tiro, a man has to fear his mother and his father, but ve'eshab sleisei tishmayu, you have to keep my Shabbos. What does that mean? Kulchem, all of you, you, your father and your mother, that's what the pasuk continues by saying, you're all chayav mechvedi, you're all required to honor me. As Rashi says, we learn that from the word where it ends over there in the pasuk, ani Hashem, am Hashem. Yes, I tell you to listen to your father and mother, but when they're coming to violate my prohibitions, you don't listen to them. Now, the Gemara makes the following dik. My love, what do you see from this halacha? Da amar le shochet li bashli. Obviously, what we're saying is that the father says, it's Shabbos, I don't care, I want you to slaughter this animal for me, I want you to cook for me. Now, that's an av malacha, that if you violate that on Shabbos, that's karas. Now, but time in the kas rachman eshab seisa tishmayru, the reason why you don't listen to your father is only because we have a special gzeir sakasim that says, but you have to keep my Shabbos. Halav hachi dachi, had we not had that special drasha, it sounds like from the pasuk that we would have said that you listen to the father. That the assay of kibud avim would be decha doloisa say sheish bekaras of cooking on Shabbos, and therefore there seems to be a clear source of assay doloisa sheish bekaras, and that's why we need a leha by yavama. You're right over there. The pasuk tells you that you don't do it, but we would have thought to say that, but generally you would do it, and hence we would say that the assay of yim would be decha doloisa sheish bekaras of the issa of arayis. Nothing more says loy. No, this cannot be the source. As we continue on top of avim and alf, because lav de mechamer actually. That halacha was talking about the law of machamer. Now, machamer is whenever you lead an animal, let's say your donkey that's laden with packages on Shabbos, you're leading the animal, that's considered the law of machamer. Now, that's just a regular negative prohibition, which it says in the Torah in Shmai Yischof, lo yisasa kam halacha ato behem tocho, you not do any work, you and your animal. Now, that negative prohibition doesn't have any karas. The reason is because you didn't do the activity. You're allowing your animal, you're leading your animal and doing that. As the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Nandala Manaf explains, that someone's Macham or Achabahem during Shabbos, he's exempt. He didn't do anything himself. So it's a negative prohibition. I'll do it. But there's no karas. That is what the Bryce is telling us. The Pasuk is coming to teach you that if your father tells you to do Mechamer, that you're not allowed to do. But you're right. And the inference is, had we had that, we would have thought that Aseh would be Dechad Deleis Aseh. But no one would say, you would say Aseh Dechad Deleis Aseh, because it's not talking about your father telling you to cook or to bake or to slaughter. That's a chorus that we never would have thought of in the first place. That I say is Dechalis Hishbakaris, and that's not what the drusha is coming to tell you. And therefore, you don't have a source for I say Dechalis Hishbakaris. It was told me that even if your father tells you just to do Mechamer, you don't listen to him. Now, the Gemara asked, however, based on this rejection of this being the source, because it's not talking about, let's say, cooking, Lav Shishbakaris, it's only talking about a Lav of Mechamer, but Vafilahochi Loi Dachi, you're saying that even so, the mitzvah Sasei of Kibbut Av'im will not override the negative prohibition of doing just a regular negative prohibition on Shabbos. But if that's the case, but this that we know, we're trying to prove it, but we know that a positive commandment overrides a negative prohibition. Why? We should learn from here that a positive commandment of, let's say, listening to your father and your mother does not override even a regular loisaseh that doesn't have karis, because we see here, when there's just a regular loisaseh of Shabbos, of Mechamer, of leading an animal laden with packages, and your father tells you to do it, you don't listen to him. The aseh is not deicha, even a regular loisaseh. Now, so the Gemara says, if you're going to say, shani labi de Shabbos chamiri, that the negative prohibition of Shabbos is different. You can't learn from there because they're more stringent, and that is, as the Gemara says in Masechtas Erevin, that someone that's machal Shabbos, like he did idol worship, and that's why even by a regular lav, that doesn't have karas, it's not going to be deicha, and therefore you can't learn from there. And therefore, it's not a question, even though we're trying to reject the source of lisish bekaras by saying that's mechamer, that yes, maybe by Shabbos, the aseh would not be deicha, even the regular aseh, but not to say why that wouldn't be a question that we should always say aseh is not deicha loiseh, because Shabbos is more stringent. But how could you say that? Because v'ha, we find that Tana ba'al makai, we find that the Tana goes, and he learns up other negative prohibitions. For example, the negative prohibition of a kohen being metame himself, or the negative prohibition of not looking the other way when you have to return a lost object, that he learns it from the negative prohibition of Shabbos, v'loi kaparach. And he doesn't ask what would then be seemingly a question based on what we're trying to say over here, that how could you learn from there? The law of Shabbos is more stringent. Who said that it wouldn't apply? Who said that the same thing would apply to other mitzvahs too? As the Gemara shows, the time learned up Raisa. Yochel omeloi aviv. You would think if his father would tell to his son, who is a kohen, hitame, I want you to go into that Beis HaKvaris, into the cemetery. There's a lost object there. I want you to return it to its rightful owner, thereby becoming tame. Or let's say it wasn't in the cemetery. But shomeloi al tachzer. His father says, I don't want you to return the lost object. Yochel yishmala. You would think you would listen to him. Kibud avein. Tamaloi, remember that's what the pasuk teaches. Ish imay va'av tiro. Yes, you have to fear your father and mother. But you got to keep my Shabbosim. Kulcham chayev mechvaydi. You all are required in my honor. Now, we see from the Tana this Brisa that he learns out the lav of Tumah and the lav of Shabbos Aveda from the lav of Shabbos. Now, how can you say that if you're saying that that is talking about by Mechamer, which is Shabbos? Well, Shabbos, you're trying to tell me, is more stringent, and that's why you don't learn out generally that a Seid is not Deicha Leisa Seid, because Shabbos is different. Obviously, you see that you can't say that Shabbos is different and that it's more stringent, because then how would you learn up that you don't listen to your father in different contexts, not just Shabbos, let's say becoming Tameh if you're a kohen or not to return the lost object. And therefore, if you can't say that Shabbos is different, then again, why wouldn't we learn up from here, if you're saying it's just Mechamer, that we don't listen to the father, which is just a regular loisaseh, that a say is not Deicha loisaseh, even a regular loisaseh. And we know that a say is Deicha loisaseh. So we're really back to the question. We can't really say that it's Tomah by Mechamer, which was what we was rejecting this as a source of Leisaseh Shish Bekaris, which we wanted to find as a source why we would need Aleha, because if it's Mechamer, we have a different question. Then why would we ever say, I say it's Deicha loisaseh? So it would seem to be resolved that we have to say, and that is a source that from this pasuk of Ishi Mibav Tiro, that it is Shish Bekaris, that he's telling him to cook and to slaughter. And And that's where we're saying that you don't listen to your father, but that generally we would say maybe I say dechalis ishav karas, and that's why we need a lahal. So the Gemara says, Ella, rather, no, the question that we had on this was, that is, you're right, that context of the pasuk kibud av v'em is toma, where he says, slaughter me, cook for me, but still, our question was why we don't need a lahal, is because Mishum de'ikala mifrak. You could ask and say that that shouldn't be a good source. You're right. That is going to be a case of a Seder Chalis Yish Bekaris that we need a drasha to tell you that you don't listen to your father. But still, it's not a good source to say, but that generally you would say, and to then apply to Yavama why we need a Leha, is because Malahanach, because regarding those cases when the father says, I want you to slaughter for me or cook for me on Shabbos, Shekin Hechsher Mitzvah. What that means is Rashi explains, not as generally it's understood Hechsher Mitzvah, which means it's just a preparatory act. In this context, it means, by this act of Chil Shabbos, and the father says, I want you to cook this for me on Shabbos. When you're violating the lois say of cooking on Shabbos, at that time, with that act, you're fulfilling the positive commandment of honoring your father. What that means is it's hechshir kiyumay. It's the only way you have to go and fulfill what your father said, because that's what he said to do, to cook for him. Now, since you can't do it without uprooting the negative prohibition, maybe had the Torah not told you Eshab Saisi Tishmoru, maybe there you're right, we would think that the Asay of Kibud Avim would be Daichi even though it's a Lois Yish Bekaris, because there's no other way to fulfill the mitzvah of what your father told you to do. But regarding Yibum, you wouldn't say that, because this mitzvah of Yibum is not the only way to fulfill the mitzvah, because you could do what the second approach is to do Chalitza, and you won't be uprooting the love of Arayas. And therefore, back to the question, that it would seem that we don't need to have a leha because we don't have a pure source. For Yibum, why would we say Asid Dechalaisa say Shish Bekaris? Although we have a source of Asid Dechalaisa say, and we even have in some cases Asid Dechalaisa Shish Bekaris, like we would have assumed, at least without the drasha, by listening to your father, to go ahead and be Dechalaisa Shish Bekaris of cooking. But that's maybe only over there, where the only way to fulfill it is to violate the lav. But here, why would we think that you could marry Bita, his daughter, his mother-in-law, all these other cases where they're lois yish bekaris, it's not hechsher mitzvah, it's not the only way you could do chalitza. And if you could do chalitza, who would have a source to say that you could do it, that we need to have the pasuk of aleha to say that you cannot marry one of the arayas in the context of Yibum?